Thank you, Bill. Yeah. And right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hello, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Kelly from Royal Oak, Michigan.
Hi, Kelly. How are you? What do you do up there in Royal Oaks?
I'm an industrial food caterer.
Uh-huh. Industrial food. So that's like with a lot of metal and bars in it. How's that work?
Exactly. It's super delicious. No, we make the food for catering trucks that go to big factories. You know, the big silver trucks with the doors that flip up and...
Yes, the kind that you would never call a roach coach. That's what we called them when I was working a factory job.
They're the original food trucks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it is nice to have you with us, Kelly, and you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What is the topic, Bill?
Please don't hug it out.
So, despite our best efforts, the gang from HBO's Entourage, Vinny, Turtle, Ari, the Professor, Marianne, they're all still alive. And this week, in time for the release of the Entourage movie that no one asked for, we read a story about how the TV show franchise is ruining people's lives. Guess the real story and you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. First up, it's Maz Jobrani.
The lunch rush at an Indian restaurant can be pretty hectic. If there's a lunch special, it gets even crazier. That must be the reason why the owner of India Castle in Cambridge, Massachusetts, has had an old poster of the TV show Entourage hanging in the front of his place for 5 years and hasn't even noticed it. Rabir Singh, owner of India Castle, who said he's never even heard of the show, first denied having the poster in his restaurant. Then he walked to the front and remembered, "Oh, this has been here forever." Singh said a representative from a local TV station made him a deal. "Let us come change the poster in the box every 2 weeks and we'll pay you." In what sounds like a ploy straight from the TV show's shady agent Ari Gold, Singh said he can't remember how much he was supposed to be paid because a representative put the Entourage poster in and never came back. In an even shadier move, the rep didn't even give Singh a key to open the frame. Now Singh is left with a poster he doesn't want, from a show he doesn't know, in a stupid case he can't get rid of. So until a locksmith volunteers to help Mr. Singh open the case and get rid of the old poster, he will have to keep walking by wondering, "Who the hell are these guys? And why can't I get them off my wall?"
An Entourage poster haunting an Indian joint from Maz Jobrani. Your next story of someone blaming Entourage for their troubles comes from Peter Gross.
The head of the linguistics department at Columbia University is a widely respected educator who has published 7 books and given thousands of lectures over the last 30 years. Sadly, to his students, Professor Vincent Chase is just the guy with the same name as the lead character from Entourage. Professor Chase, or Aquaman, as he's known to many of his students, teaches an intro to linguistics course that's very popular with many freshmen. "I'd like to think it's because my class is so compelling," said Professor Chase, "but I know what's really going on. I spend an hour lecturing about the power of language in Noam Chomsky, and at the end, all they ever ask me is, 'Why do you put up with Ari? He's such a jerk.' It probably doesn't help that I also have a turtle in my office, a diamondback terrapin that I've had for 20 years, and everyone wants to know if it's my little fat buddy from Queens Boulevard." Oddly enough, Professor Chase harbors no ill will towards the show or the character. "I quite like Entourage," he admits. "He has to deal with the pressures of being famous, making movies, and young women constantly throwing themselves at him, and I have to deal with people thinking I'm him. We're actually a lot alike."
So that's Professor Vincent Chase from Peter Gross, and your last story of Entourage wreaking havoc in the world outside HBO comes from Amy Dickinson.
Steve Mandel is a soft-spoken literary agent who keeps his voice low and his Ford Taurus in the garage. But over the past 10 years, Mandel's clients have increasingly pressured him to act outrageous and offensive, like the fictional Hollywood super agent Ari Gold in Entourage. Mandel started losing clients as they jumped ship and joined other more aggressive agencies because he wasn't entourage-y enough. So last summer, he spent $10,000 to attend Entourageistan, a week-long entourage boot camp for agents. Campers took seminars called things like the F-bomb and how to throw it, and verbal abuse. It's not just for underlings. "Entourage basically ruined my business, but now I'm fighting back, Ari Gold style."
All right, Kelly, there you have the case of the haunted poster in an Indian restaurant, the case of the other Vincent Chase, and the case of the understated agent. Which one of these entourage-y tales is the real one?
I'm going to go for the second one.
The second one. So Vincent Chase, who is up there at Columbia University speaking linguistics. Well, to find out the correct answer, we spoke with someone familiar with the true story.
People were wondering, why doesn't he break the glass or just rip the frame off the wall with some power tools? But it could cost up to $2,500 to remove all proof of the poster.
And that was Allison Poli, a reporter for Boston.com, talking about the entourage poster. I'm sorry, Kelly, Moz had the real answer.
Mm. All right, never would have guessed it. Good one.
You did not win, unfortunately, but you did earn a point for Moz.
No, for Peter.
For
oh,
me,
you
I,
earned a point for
I'll take it, though. I'll take it.
Sorry, yeah.
That was an Ari Gold move, too.
Yeah. Cool. I just took my 10% of the point. And Kelly, thanks so much. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.